NAGBF.
Sunday morning we probably had an inch, maybe two, and then last night it was about an inch. But it'll be gone soon. Not gonna stick around too long. It's gonna be what, 50 degrees on Wednesday.
Prepared. Thank goodness they got all wheel drive.
So that helps, but it doesn't really help you stop that much. Yeah, up in Grand Blanc here, they don't even, it's not even enough to cover the grass. Still see all the leaves on top.
I bet we got all up 6 inches here.
KCK Joe, oh, no doubt my mind, Wally. You know, because you're right there, right off of Lake Sinclair, and then I'll close it up with Huron. And, yeah, we got found it too. So, yeah, between 4 and 6 lands. Good morning, Wally.
Good morning, everyone. WABD. Yeah, I just had to go grab the leaf lower. It had to blow off the deck and blow off a spot on the grass and everything else. It was even too tall for the dogs. They wanted nothing to do with it going out there, so I did it with the leaf blower. So, yeah, I'm going to say we got, you know, a good 6. So, we got dumped on pretty good. And it stuck to the roads, which was surprising. WAED.
I take it you're no longer in Utah?
That's right. Macomb and St. Clair did have, like, a winter storm warning last night. So, yeah, you guys definitely got way more than we did. I probably had 2 inches at my house if I was being generous. I was probably closer to an inch.
Hey, Don. Go ahead. No, I'm in Michigan. I'm back. Went from 80-plus weather to 27 minus weather. Sure.
Well, welcome back. Carry on. What you gentlemen carry on. I just wanted to say hello and welcome back. W-E-R-C-Y. Carry on.
Very good, thank you. I didn't play radio much. There was just too much other stuff to do, but I did look. All of the repeaters got negative offsets there, which is really kind of different. So, you know, so let's say that 2.6, you know, it would be the other way around. The 7, you know, 442, 7.6 minus. So everything had negative offsets there. It was weird.
Always had
that's all the computer coordination is.
In California.
I was in Arizona. I found it strange. There's a lot of DPLs. Not a lot of just, you know, we usually use regular tones.
Yeah, it was weird. You both talked, but I heard you both because you were coming in on different repeaters. But, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely weird. And that was about the extent of my radio playing. Other than that, we went in the mountains, and they wanted to go climbing again the next day, and I had enough of climbing. I was already having a hard time breathing at 5,000 feet. So they went climbing, and I just rented a bike and went for a good long bike ride, and that was just as much fun for me as the climbing. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm done climbing. I'm not doing this anymore. Go ahead, Tom.
You're up at 5,000 feet. Where'd you go? Base of St. Gabriel?
Zion, all the mountains in Zion. Barely screwed up the rotation here. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, wasn't sure if it was my turn or not. I've seen some videos out there. Looks like a nice area.
How about you, Tom? Have you ever been there?
Zion, no, Las Vegas, one of the Lake Arrowhead, like Big Bear, California up there. So they used to live out there. So Vegas, you know.
Well, back didn't meet Victor Delta standards. Lance, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a little buzz on that, or a hum on that signal. Most bad out there. We went to Arizona and Tucson. We went to a horseback riding ranch with the kids, and that was a lot of fun.
It was beautiful. And they did have what I thought was really, really unique. The biggest thing that just amazed me, you know, as far as modern marvels go, is they had a tunnel cut through the mountains. It was about 1.1 miles long, and it was cut through back in the 1930s. And that just, you know, you drove through it. It was basically like going in the Windsor Tunnel, but, you know, had no lights. There was no lighting in it at all. So it was as dark as dark as dark, but they had this thing cut through, and that was pretty amazing. So basically, you just drive up the side of this mountain. I don't know, it probably takes you, I don't know, 25 minutes to get up to the top of it, because, you know, you go to one end, you do a big circle, you go to the other end, you do big circles, you know. But you're always climbing on the same face of the mountain. And then finally get up to the top. That was pretty cool. Out of all the stuff we did, it was probably the laziest thing I did, but it was probably the most enjoyable, and it was some beautiful, beautiful pictures. How about you, Tom? Any better?
Well, I switched over to the Mount Clemens repeater. We'll see how that goes. I hear a little bit of crackles in there, probably because there's still ice on my antenna. But, yeah, I love being in the mountains. I mean, that's my favorite place, is in the mountains. I'm not a big beach person. I mean, it's nice and stuff, but the mountains are always changing. But how about the Mojave? Did you get the drive through that, or did you just stay in the Vegas area in Zion? KCKJO, go ahead, Lance.
The cool thing with Tucson is in the middle of Arizona in the desert, and you know, it's like 80 degrees, and we went up the mountain and found snow, and found snow in Arizona. There's even a ski hill up there.
Yeah, well, it was still warm there, and this is the tourist season for older people. People about kids, you know, because all the kids were in school and stuff like that, so that also made it nice. And the temperatures were moderate. They said it gets over 100, you know, and I just can't imagine doing anything with that kind of temperatures. So other than that, it was a good time. Glad we did it. Yeah, we went to Vegas. I had to work till Wednesday, and then after that, we rented a car, and we drove out to Zion and stayed out at a lodge out there. So it was fun. A little worried about flying back, but that wasn't too bad. So everything was on time, and the plane even landed like 20 minutes early. So coming back is always faster because the plane doesn't have to fight the wind. So that turned out nice. So let's see. I'm not sure where it goes. Lance, go ahead. WAVD.
Hey, Bill. Earth's rotating under you too, so you get a little boost there.
Yeah, that's true. It's going the other way, so that makes it. Well, it definitely does a lot for the time shift too, you know. And that made it kind of cool. So it's on 3 hours. You know, coming back it is on 3 hours, but going there it takes away 3 hours. So that turned out really, really well. Mr. Tom, where are you heading to today?
Well, currently I'm running to my daughter's shop to drop off a snow brush for her truck because she thought she had one, but she didn't. So I'm going to go drop that off. And then I got Wixom or Milford area. Got one in Madison Heights, Troy. And I forgot where the other one is. Just kind of simple stuff today. I don't feel like working too hard. My body is sore from last week. KZAKGO over to Lance.
Yeah, you get to pick and choose and get the light workload. And my daughters went to Iowa during the daylight savings time, so they basically negated their time shift by coming back. So it worked out good for them, I guess.
Yeah, that works. So, yeah, it takes about an hour a day for the time shift. Of course, you know, I was up at, 3:30 their time every day for, first couple of days, and I go, oh, great. So 6:30 here, so that takes a while. By the time you get used to it, you got to come back. So, but nonetheless, I had fun. Didn't gamble much, so the machines are just not anything I'm interested in, and blackjack and stuff like that, they changed all the odds and that stuff from 3 to 2 to 6 to 5, so that makes it real, real hard to, even get ahead or see, even or stay on the, the table for a long time. So I did that for a little bit, but, that the odds thing is like, so. But other than that, not too much else to offer. I did see that Tim, WRO, finally got his P25 hooked up, or my loaner P25 hooked up, and he's on the air with us now a little bit too. Tom, go ahead. WAP.
Yeah, I can't hear it with Tim last week on P25. You know, so that was really cool. And then Lance has my 4550, and I gave him a mic, which, and then after thinking about it, Lance, I think that was Wally's bear mic that he threw at me, because I don't have another one, just the one that's on my 4550, and my 4500 mic out of St. Clair's got that one running, so I got that one out there with him. If you want money for your mic, Wally, just let me know, but I gave it to Lance, so he had a base unit. Once he changes all the components together. Go ahead, Lance.
Yes, let me know if you need that. Fortunately, the donor radio didn't end up working out. I think something else is wrong with that radio. Haven't had a chance to look at it, but when it turns on and it doesn't key up when I plug the microphone in anymore, but it won't program that. Not recognizing it in CBS, so I don't know what else is wrong with that radio, but it's still a little flaky, but maybe between the two of them we get one working radio.
That means it's my time to say WAPD. When you're programming it, are you programming it through the microphone port, or are you programming it through the back? Because sometimes you can get away with, we tried this with Tom's radio, it didn't work, but according to some of the higher-end forums, sometimes you can get away with reprogramming them via Devo on the back. And I don't know if you've tried that yet or not, too, but, you go in right through what I guess would be called a serial port. Serial port equivalent, and just rewrite the entire program to it from the back. And then if you wipe out the tuning, I know a guy who knows a guy.
Well, it is able to be programmed from the back. I haven't done that yet. I've only done it to the microphone. I need to get a USB cable set up to do that, but yeah, if you look at the pinout, there's just regular USB out on the back pins. Just gotta match up the pins for it.
Or just buy it from Amazon for $15 and save yourself a bunch of time. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, that's how I did it. I bought the cable that goes in the back. Never thought of the mic programming, but yeah, we had to try that. And if you need to borrow my cable in the interim, I got it here in the truck. You can always drop it off. I ordered mine from Amazon for, like Wally said, like $15, and it came in within a couple days.
I don't know if I had enough to look to see what I have. I can rig something up just to get it loaded, but I don't know. I'd imagine whatever fried the control head probably fried something on the main board too, but I'm not sure. But it definitely was an improvement, but didn't solve the issue. But not sure which one is easier to try to fix.
If I remember correctly, Tom's radio couldn't hear. I think wasn't that what it was with your radio? You could hear on your radio, you couldn't transmit. It was something of that nature, and you thought it was the control head. I don't know if that would work or not. Did you try taking the control head off the one and put it on the other? First to Tom, then back to Lance. WD.
Transmit's just fine, but the receive and something, there's like a 30 dB loss on the receive side. So I think we were thinking that it blew a diode or something. Something happened to the receive and that it just went belly up.
Yeah, mine definitely had an issue in the control head. The mic and transmit audio were shorted ground in the control head. They should have gone right from the mic jack to the ribbon cable, and it was shorted ground. So I switched the control heads, which let me, I was able to get the radio, and when I plug the mic in, it doesn't transmit anymore like it was before, but it still wasn't recognizing it as when I plugged the programming cable in. I don't know if there's a way you can lock that out in software. Maybe it was only set up to only be programmed from the rear end. Maybe that's what's going on. But there was another issue of mine where the power connector would—you move it, it would shut off the radio. So that one's definitely in rough shape. But Tom's doesn't have any ears, and the other issue is it is the low power version, not the higher power version.
Yeah, low power version's fine, especially with that. I can't see the reason for 45 watts on UHF. I mean, I used them forever, and hell, you're either there or you're not. But whatever, that's just kind of like my thing. So, but yeah, that's not it. But yeah, order yourself a cable and try talking to it from the back end. I do know you can turn it off and on and all the other stuff, everything else like that. But do you have Mr. Lance. Lance, do you have a copy of Depot? That's called Moto Depot or something like that. Do you have that? WAD.
Maybe. I have not. I don't have a copy, but I know people that can give it to me. At least I know you can. I don't know if I need that yet.
Yeah, that'll wipe everything, and it'll take the radios back to the state of brand new. But definitely do it from the back, because I don't do any of these XPRs from the front. It's just too scary as far as I'm concerned. I talk right to the back of the radio, and like Tom said, and I said, the cable's $15 at the most. So, as a frog around, you don't have to do anything, and then you can, see what you can read and then start looking at it. And I do know there's lots of things you can turn on and off. That radio could have been set up as a data radio too, you don't know. Go ahead, Tom.
I only got half of that, but that's okay. I had to drop off my snowbrush to Rachel. And my coworker just called me, so he's probably wondering where I am at, so I'm going to jump out real quick, and I'll be back in a bit. Casey, I'll catch you.
Take care. I got to step out too. I got to get ready to go to work. I haven't done that in a few days. So, Lance, take care. Let me know if you need the software. Either that or where else you could get it to. You just just got to be careful with it because it'll do a lot of damage if you don't know what you're doing. So that one is definitely, you know,
there
is somebody that's pretty curious and you'll figure it out. So I'll talk to you later. Be going after yours. WADD.
Yeah, I don't know if it's any better or worse to go from the front to the back. It's going to the same USB as on the inside, but I'd have to imagine too that I almost wonder if they had a mic cable just kind of get smashed or something like that, because there is a 9-volt power in the mic cable, so if they had it just, you know, short a whole bunch of wires and just probably what shorted all the, the push talk and everything to grind it around. They threw voltage right on that, but I don't know. I haven't had time to crack them open and see what's wrong with them, but it's a more involved project, and I don't need it immediately. I've got one that works in the car, so I've got handheld at home, so. But anyway, 7-3-8-8-1.
K-E-A-W-H.
N-A-D-B-O.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm better now that I'm driving home. How are you?
I feel the same way. Today was a whirlwind of a day, man. It was wild.
I can second that. My front door, kids must have messed with it, blew open at 4:15 this morning and set the alarm off. So you can imagine how that went when I'm in a dead sleep an hour before my alarm's supposed to go off.
Oh, that's a fantastic start to the day.
Yep, nice little adrenaline dump to get going.
How was the weekend? Any hunting?
Nope. Stayed home with the kids. I was able to get that mask up. Little guy took a nap, so I was able to knock that out in about an hour. I had the help of my neighbor up the road, who's also a ham, so that went well. And pretty much hung out. Oh, I did go to Troy yesterday, though, and pick up a tuner off of John, so can at least do HF again.
Well, that's cool. You got all the toys coming together before winter when you get more than enough time to play with them.
That was the goal. I just need to, I got another 15-foot section of coax. I was a little short the way I routed it in my attic like an idiot. I didn't take into account that I needed that outside.
ordered some more coax, and then it snowed, so I wasn't able to get that hooked up, but I'll probably get another maybe 4 or 5 feet out of that mast.
Very cool. Yeah, as the weather was crappy yesterday, I was looking out there going, oh, man, did I miss my window to get an HF antenna up? But I think it's supposed to warm up a little bit. I got to see. Maybe hopefully next week it'll be halfway decent and I can make something happen, because I would I'd like to have something up, and I know it won't happen this weekend.
You bought a tuner for that 891, didn't you?
Yes, I have a tuner for it.
All right, good. Yeah, I think you'll be pretty happy with that that setup. That antenna works really, really well. I'm using something similar right now, and then obviously the 891 is a great radio. So, yeah, get that thing up in the air.
Yeah, I just got to figure out where I'm going to connect it. I don't really have any trees in the backyard, and I'm not sure where I want the wire to come into the house. So, it'll be an interesting thing when I get it done.
Well, it's only about 70 feet, I think, and if you can easily get your coax to the chimney, I would put it there. I'd have the feed point at the chimney to make those chimney straps, so you don't have to drill any holes or anything. You just literally strap it to the chimney, and then you can run it in a sloper configuration and run it down to, you know, whatever. Put a little 6-foot post in the ground or something, piece of fence, and that'll at least get you by until the spring when you can mess around with it more.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I got a couple ideas. I just got to figure it out. It's probably way easier than I'm making it out in my head. So I just got to get out there and do something. And, you know, I just had my roof done a couple, last summer. And I'm mad at myself for not running another piece of coax down through the roof before they put the shingles on, because sucks to drill holes, you know?
Yeah, that would have been ideal. I wish I did my coax a little different, too. Initially, I did it backwards from how I'm set up now. I wish I did it from the basement up and out, or, you know, through the wall and out, because then I could have put a really nice wall-mounted box, which I'm sure I will at some point, but now it's going up from my desk into the attic and then out, which, it doesn't make any difference at all. It's just an aesthetic thing. It actually probably looks cleaner now because it comes out halfway up the mast. But, yeah, that's the hardest part, man, is getting it into the house where you need it.
You know, I wonder if I could, how susceptible is that cable to heat? I wonder if I could run it through my dryer vent.
You probably could. I mean, mine sat outside on my shingles in the middle of summer. I don't think the dryer vent's exhausting that hot.
Yeah, that could be an interesting way of getting it done. I'll have to look at that and see, because I could just run it. I don't know. I guess that's something I'm gonna have to look at. That might be an option.
Every house has its own set of challenges with that kind of stuff. But once you get it in, though, it's nice, because then you just swap out antennas. Like, when I put that mast up, I have a pulley on the top with a rope. So after I got the tuner, I got home, grabbed my chameleon antenna, put a carabiner on it, tied the rope to it, pulled it up, and then tied it off on my kid's playset, and I was up in the air in about 2 minutes versus trying to figure out how to do it. And it's just as easy to take it down and swap it out now.
You know, I've been talking about putting a flagpole up, and obviously I want it in the front yard, but my wife has suggested putting it in the backyard, and if I put it in the backyard, I could put it in, like, the back corner, and then also attach an antenna to it, and that could be a good way to get it done.
There you go. And those are pretty inexpensive and pretty easy to install. You just need a couple bags of Quikrete and a shovel to dig a 42-inch cookie. I'm going to that crane here, so I'm going to listen, but I'll be back here in a second.
Yeah, you know, I think I think it costs about $600 installed. You know, that's with a couple bags of concrete and everything. So maybe that'll be a spring project and put some flags up, put some antennas up, and be good to go.
I mean, depending on how big you want to go, I've been reading stuff online while I was researching my mask. Guys are buying flagpoles for $70 to $150, putting them in themselves, and they're less than $200 into the whole deal.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to look a little closer. I haven't done a ton of research into it, just know that I want one. So I'll have to look and see, because I bet there are, you know, there's always the cheap version and the expensive version. It's just how you want to get to the end result. And I would imagine the inexpensive version is exactly what I need. And I don't need that, you know, upgraded, heavy-duty flagpole.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just putting a decent-sized flag up there, like a 3x5 and then a wire antenna, you probably won't need anything crazy, especially if it's not that high. It'll be low drag. It's not like it's going to bend or break. I mean, in the meantime, what I used last winter was a spider beam fiberglass mask, and I beat the hell out of that thing. It stayed out there all winter, and it served its purpose. It held up my wire just fine. So that's another option you could do, just temporarily goodbye. And then you have a mask for POTA.
Yeah, I have one. It's the one that comes out of the UK, I think, is the one that I have. And it's pretty good, but I don't know that I could leave it up. It definitely bends over with the drag on it, you know, and the weight of the antenna. So I'd have to look into something, but I'm sure there's a solution if I'm really looking.
Probably a soda bean. I have their carbon cinch, which I absolutely love because I can get it on the air in like 2 minutes with a wire antenna, like a lightweight headset. And I just keep that in my 857 bag. I used to keep it in my old 705 kit. Like, I've used that countless times. And tack down enough to get up high enough to get on the air. But for a Michigan winter, I would want something a little easier than that. That's why I ended up with that spider beam. It's a, what is it, 12 meters, so it's like 40 feet. It's heavy and it's big, but man, that thing, if you don't raise it up all the way, it's solid. It's not going to bend.
I'll have to look into one of those.
Spider beam by Vibroflex, and I can 3D print you the guiding ring for it. I got a file for that. And then I use a hose clamp that at the top. And then that's pretty much it. I've got the adjustable carabiner, so I can guy it, stake it on the ground, and it doesn't go anywhere.
These things, that's not what it is. I'll have to look when I stop. What do they run? Are they inexpensive?
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you look at it, right? It was like $175 shipped, I think, maybe $150. So it's not terrible, but at the same time, I got a Rhone push-up mask for $280. So for what it is, it's a little steep, but like I said, I beat the crap out of it, and it's still totally fine. Like, think flawless.
Okay, I'll have to look into it a little closer.
But, I mean, you don't even need to go that far. If you're going to run into the sloper, you figure out where you're going to anchor the thing, you could just put a yard, like those, what the hell are they called? Like the fence stakes with the foot pegs or plastic, and they got a steel spike at the bottom, you could just tie it off to that for the winter. It'll be fine.
That's an option, too. Hey, I just pulled up to the house. I got to get out and grab some stuff and then go pick my daughter up from school and She's at play practice. So I will catch up with you hopefully tomorrow morning. K-E-8-R-U-H. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, man. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm just rolling home here, so I'll talk to you in the morning at 8 DBS.
W8FU.
Kilo Fox 8, Bravo Oscar Tango.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
W-8-F-U, N-A-D-B-F.
W-8-F-U.
Late night dinner run. W-8-R-C-Y. Good evening.
Nah, dinner's over. But I am making a run.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. Well, it's not work-related. Those are no fun. But, okay, I picked up my radio, and I think I accidentally jet-keyed it, and then I heard you, and I'm going, uh-oh, I'm busted. So, yeah, that was me who keyed up before you did. Got a bunch of stuff in my hand, and I'm on the works on, works off, and perhaps I need a exoskeleton for this radio, too.
I guess that's what that's for, keep you from bumping the controls. So, there you have it. All right, I'm out here. I got to run inside. I'll be back in a momento. W8FU.
W8RCY.
Ain't it past your bedtime, Donald?
To be brutally honest, my bedtime is usually about 9 p.m. because that's when everything gets shut down. And, yeah, I conk out after that. Once in a great while, like last night, I conked out about 7:30 and I didn't want to stay up late for any more football after watching the Lions game.
I usually shut things down about midnight, 1 a.m., so I got to get up at 7, so... got to get some sleep.
I ain't heard that voice in a bit.
Hey, Sean, how's it going? Yeah, I know. I haven't been out here much. But I got the new car a couple months ago, and I haven't put a radio in it yet, so...
Well, there you go. Have to get a radio in there, but I know you've been dealing with stuff. Now I know you were going to go back out. Are you back out now, or is that still coming soon?
I think on the 24th. Will be my last day at work for at least 3 months, so, yeah. So I've still got another couple weeks to go.
Well, might as well get everything fixed up while you can. They're okay with it. They're living with the time.
Yeah, they don't seem to mind too much. I mean, maybe behind the scenes they are, but not to me. They're just happy I'm getting everything taken care of, you know.
Good. Good deal. All right. Anyhow, Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like with me. I mean, last year I got the eyes done. This year I got the dental work finishing. You know, I'm in phase 2 of 3 right now. And after the first of the year will be the cosmetic work. But the demolition and destruction part is done. Restoration, repair, and resets are being done right now, between now and the end of the year. And then next year, hopefully, my health is well enough to where I'm cleared to drive on a regular basis. Because I'm just not going to invest in a car if I'm not going to be cleared to drive. That's my hang-up there. What little driving I do, and my license does expire next year, so I got to go through driver's tests and everything else, because I haven't had an actual driver's test, probably close to, I don't know, the picture on my driver's license is at least 12 years old, because all they do is auto renew me. With my health the way it is, there's things I got to probably make some changes, and according to what my doctors are telling me, if I'm not safe to drive, I have to report it to the Secretary of State. So that's about it there with me.
Roger. Hey, Sean, is it me or is he trying to kind of sound like he's got some packet loss there?
You know, I wasn't paying attention. I thought I heard a little bit of a hum or something, and I didn't quite catch that. Maybe now that you mention it, I'll be hear it next time around. But I am turning down my street, so I won't be in here all that much longer. Donald, why don't you give us another one? Let's listen to it.
Well, I was moving around. I'm now standing still. I'll give you a quick count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm moving around is making a difference. There might be a little bit, Eric. Not sure. Just heard a syllable or two stutter. But probably, when's the last time you rebooted your node, Donald?
It's been on since 5:30 this morning, and I haven't done anything in the way of a update since the 1st.
Definitely got a little bit of packet loss in there. It's not bad, though. You can understand everything you're saying. It's just a little bit, I wouldn't say it's like 95% good. But, yeah, like Sean said, probably just need a reboot.
Canadian for reboot. Reboot. And, won't cost no dollars. All right, I just pulled up in the drive. Be back on here in a bit. W8FU.
I guess I can give it a swift kick in the butt if you want to stand by for a second.
It'd be *59 on your keypad, man. That's right. Keypad's optional on the Wooksun.
W8RCY, we're back.
Say a few syllables, sir. W8EAP for ID.
Well, maybe it's the radio that's going to put.
definitely a little bit of packet loss. Are you using, you connect directly to your router, or is it going through Wi-Fi?
No, it's connected to my my Xfinity system, and as far as I know, I don't know of any problems with Xfinity, to my knowledge.
Could be just a busy time on the network, you know, because, you know, you're probably being shared with, you know, multiple connections sharing at once, so it might just be this time of night, a lot of people watching TV or whatever, but it's nothing to be super concerned about. It's not horrible. It's just has a little teeny bit of choppiness that's, but doesn't make you not discernible.
Well, I don't run the node 24/7. I mean, when I shut down at night, I shut that down, and everything else, you know, the only thing that's on that's connected to my Wi-Fi is my cell phone, because that doesn't get shut off, even though it goes into sleep mode. Everything else gets disconnected, laptop, tablet, and the node. So I've only got four devices running. Right now, the only thing I think I have running is the node. Tablet shut down, laptop shut down, phone. Well, the phone is here, and it's got Wi-Fi. But, it's, you know, it's running on cellular right now, not Wi-Fi.
Well, let's just call it a fluke, and maybe tomorrow it'll clear up when you turn it off and 8 o'clock when you go to bed. And tomorrow morning when you're on the morning brew, we'll see if it's still a little bit broken up. But I wouldn't worry too much about it. It could be just a glitch in the matrix.
Well, I hope it's just, you know, something like that, because I've only had the device for 6 months, and if it's going to start acting up, I mean, my goodness. That's what... You know, some bucks thrown down the drain if it's going to act up. But, I get a lot of reminders on the node. I got the clear node. And get a lot of reminders, and Sean and I had a conversation about it, to update the software, and I do what it says to do. And we looked at the numbers and stuff like that, and some of the numbers have changed, but I don't know. Like you say, it could be a glitch, it could be an anomaly or something, it could be the cold weather, who knows. Things are just kind of crazy right now everywhere. A lot of things, a lot of RF stuff, so I'm not going to worry about it just yet. I got other things to be more concerned about than this right now. Like I said, see what happens come January 1st.
Yep. I don't know. I thought I heard right that you said you're going to be driving. I'm like, geez, I stay off the road. Let me know if you get your license. I'll stay clear of that area. But, you're over there. That instigator again. Nah, I only instigate people that I like. So, but no, good luck for all that, you know. Good luck. I hope everything turns out okay, just like you hope everything, you know, turns out okay for me. But yeah, no problem. Yeah, I guess when you get a certain age, I don't know what that age is, but they start making you taking driver's tests again. I haven't had to do that yet.
Well, I've been driving, you know, probably just over 50 years, and, you know, you get your license renewed every 4 years, and then after a while, they skip one, and they just make a photocopy of your other one. You have your old picture and everything else. The picture on my license right now is, I believe, 12 years old. Maybe it could be 16. I've lost track, but it's a very old picture of me, and I still wear glasses. It still says I wear glasses. I don't wear glasses. I have ID cards in my wallet, in the event that I do get pulled over, you can raise your glasses. And I said, well, I've had implants put in, and there's the little cards that say each eye was individually done. But other issues with my health, being able to safely drive without going into detail, it's just the fact that if my condition worsens, there's no point in me investing in getting a car to drive. I may end up coming to a point where I won't be allowed to drive, and then what? So my body's breaking down. Okay, that's just the gist of it, plain and simple. I'm doing everything I can to keep it functioning as normal as I possibly can. I mean, I've lost a ton of weight, and I'm still continuing to lose weight, but it's just the fact that I lose control of, you know, being seated in a chair too long, and, you know, Sean's listening. He knows how hard it is for me with those chairs at the cozy cabin. I sit in too long, and then everything just goes numb down there, and I can't get up, and I got to stand for a few minutes before I can walk. And it's getting better, but it's not getting better, if you understand what I'm saying.
W8EAP, yeah, maybe it's not getting better, but you're getting better handling it and understanding it and adapting to it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, I've been dealing, you know, my initial back injury happened close to 50 years ago when I was 18, and it's, you know, it's never been rehabbed, it's never been operated on. I've done everything I can to deal with it. And I have my good days, I have my great days, I have problems where I can go several months without any complications, and then all of a sudden it starts acting up, and everything from the waist down just goes kaput. And I can't, if I lose muscle control or nerve control or something like that, that could be dangerous if I drive a car. And what little driving I do with the license that I have now, they're only short jaunts, no more than 2 hours. But I do a couple of five-hour runs a year. This year I'm not doing one of those 2 5-year runs. That's coming up later on this month. I've already cut that out. But, yeah, it's just things I got to deal with and decisions I've got to make. And so on and so forth, because biggest thing is what they usually say, quality of life. And I've got people here on my senior campus that are younger than me that are in a lot worse shape than I'm in, and they're in these motorized scooters or things like that, and it's like, geez, you're 15 years younger than me and you're in a motorized scooter already? You know, but I don't want to be that person. I don't even want to walk with a cane if I don't have to. Or a rollator, those rolling walker things, because those things are everywhere around here, you know. You can get run over very quickly. But, yeah, I'm doing everything I can to stay away from those kind of devices. And if I have to give up driving because of it, because of dexterity, mobility, balance, control, all that stuff, then so be it. But, you know, that's about it for me, and I hear you're going in on the 24th, our 24th is your last day, and yeah, I was going to say if you're going in the hospital on the 24th, that's not a good way to spend Christmas. Back to you.
No, I'm my last day of work's November 24th, and the operation's not till December 9th, so. Will probably keep me in there a day or two. I'm going to try to get out the next day, try to bail out of there. But I may be in for 2 days, but no, that'll be fine. By Christmas time, I'll probably be doing pretty good. I guess there's quite a bit of pain the first couple of weeks, which, you know, I understand that. But after that, you know, it'll start getting better. So it'll be a mellow winter. And I'd rather be laid up in the winter than laid up all summer. So, and there's some other reasons why I have to get it done before New Year's. A couple of reasons, but yep. But I'm actually probably doing the best I've been doing in years, but, you know, the damage is done. I still have to correct it, but pain-wise, I'm not really in any pain whatsoever, and I get around just like I always did. So this is just, the surgery is to prevent future issues.
Well, with my initial back injury and problems, like I said, 50 years ago, I just never had anything done. 67, my brother was in a near-fatal car crash. He never had anything done. And then the last 7 years, 77 now, at least 78 in February, he had his good hip replaced on the right side, his right knee replaced on the right side, because he favored it for almost 60 years. And after his right side got rebuilt, the left side that was damaged in the accident in 1967 has been replaced. So he's kind of like the $6 million man with hips and knees. And then he's had some, got a pacemaker in him. And what else has he got? He's got something else going on. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, he's got some heart and lung issues. Some of that's stemming from the accident back in 67. So, yeah, and then there's my sister with her health issues as well. So between my brother, sister, and I don't even think we have enough parts to make ourselves one good person. Good parts left.
Yep, that's the way it goes. But my brother and sister are both quite a bit older than me. They're doing great, actually. I think my brother probably needs a hip job probably pretty soon, but he's quite a bit older than me. And my sister, she's in really good shape for her age. She's probably your age, maybe a year older. Anywho, it's getting to be dinner time, so it was nice talking to you as usual. And yeah, I'll probably get out here a little bit more. I think I'll bring my note into work. I think I'll set it up. Well, set it up in my car again. That way I could sit inside work and talk on it, because I usually sit about 20 feet from where I park, so I could get into my mobile note easily. So, anyhow, catch you later, Donald, and good luck. And hope night. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and you know I'm pulling for you, and so on and so forth. So, I've got a brain fart there with the dates. We were talking about that for a second, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and so on and so forth. You said the 24th, and I'm thinking Christmas Eve, and no, it's November 24th. I'm going, God, my mind's starting to go now, along with everything else. All right, well, I saw that you sent me a message through all of this, so I will catch up on that, and we'll catch up with you later. Have a good night. Sean, if you're out there still listening, you sure have a good night as well. WARCY, we are clear.
KF8EAT, listening.
WTA.